The new laws are aimed at preventing youth suicide, bullying, and teen traffic accidents caused by distracted driving. But the occasion was mostly focused on suicide, which, according to the Utah Department of Health, is the second leading cause of death among Utah youth and young adults.
I believe we're here to help each other, to make things better, to smooth out some of the bumps in the roads for each other. And if we'll do that, we'll have a much better time in life, and we can eliminate this really sad statistic.
Cypress sophomore Jane Burns says she's still recovering from the suicide of one of her friends, which she says might have been prevented with some adult intervention.
In movies, they have this stigma where, like, they don't have any friends, but it's not really like that. Like, a lot of people do have people to turn to. I just think everyone should really connect to their counselor. After dealing with my friends passing away, I have been talking to my counselor, and it genuinely has made me feel better.
House Bill 103 outlaws teens talking on a cell phone while driving. House Bill 134 requires schools to notify parents if their child is being bullied or threatens to commit suicide. House Bill 154 requires the State Board of Education to create a suicide prevention program for school districts and charter schools. And HB 298 requires the State Board of Education to provide seminars for parents on suicide, substance abuse, bullying, and internet safety. Bud Peterson's 13-year-old son, Buddy, took his life this January after being bullied.
Had we known, I feel that, yes, we could have stopped it. Yes, my son would still be here today. There's no question.
Peterson says with the passage of these new laws, schools will start involving parents and stop trying to deal with bullying issues internally. Whitney Evans, KUER News.